transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earl. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not gonna play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris. Or I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class or in history. Is it, what are people just dumb? They just forget you? Or people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Someone still loves you.
Hello.
Artie, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
Doc. No. No, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. WMFO Medford is Time Travel with Chris Earl. It is my birthday show. I do it once a year. I play a song from every year from 1971 up until the year we are in now. So 71 to 2017. Today on Time Travel, we are starting in 1971 with John Lennon. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford. You're damn right, John. You're damn right. Here's the Stones, 1972. One song a year for me today. Like the show isn't ever about me. It sure is today. It's Time Travel, here with you till 9 p.m.
Yeah.
There's some Chicago from 1973. We're doing one song a year all the way up to 2017. I'm here with you until 9 p.m. Here's Cat Stevens. Oh, very young. Oh, you're so very young.
Very young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know we never will. You know. Just make the goodbye hardest. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want to last forever, you know you never will. You know you never will. And the goodbye makes the journey harder still. Will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time?
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? Who knows? Who knows? I was very young in 1974. So 71, 72, 73, 74. We started out with some John Lennon. We had the Stones in there, and then some Chicago and some Cat Stevens. We are up to 1975, although I have a little bonus here. I'm going to play some bonuses along the way. This is from 1974 as well, from the National Lampoon. You might recognize this very, very famous SNL person who was in the National Lampoon.
This is a recorded message from your suicide prevention phone. Now, first of all, why not stop, take a deep breath, and think for a minute. Can things really be all that bad? Sure, the road of life can be pretty bumpy sometimes, but isn't that just part and parcel of that rich tapestry we call living? You know, a wise man once said, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." And remarkable as it may seem in our wacky way-out world, these words are still as relevant as ever. No better illustration of this can be found than in Charles Schulz's delightful comic strip, Peanuts. "What's the matter?" Linus is seen asking a dejected Charlie Brown in the first panel. "It's this darn old baseball team," Charlie replies. "We haven't won a game all season." Lucy, who has overheard the preceding exchange, bursts into derisive giggles, whereupon Snoopy, sporting a catcher's mask and a typically wry expression, strides resolutely back to the plate and signals strike four. Well, I hope you enjoyed that one as much as I did. But beneath the fun, there is a deeper meaning to this modern-day parable. Don't we often feel that we've struck out in life, too?
Here.
Happy birthday to me. It's time travel here with you till 9 p.m. A song a year. We're in 1975 with David Bowie. That was Chevy Chase, if you were wondering. Chevy Chase with the suicide prevention line. We're all still here, everybody. Enjoy it while it lasts.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed her then and there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She wants a young American. She finds a slinky back upon. Because as he passes a foot in my stain. Heaven forbid she take anything. But the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where are all Papa's heroes gone?
I want you. someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
All right, we're in 1976.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly butt plugs. I look around me and I see it isn't so. Oh no. Some people want to fill the world with silly butt plugs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again.
Everybody sing along now. Silly Butt Plugs, 1976. Yeah.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know.
How can I tell you about
my butt plugs. How can I tell you about my butt plugs? I love you too, Paul. Sexy, sexy saxophone. Plugs. My butt plugs. My butt plugs. My butt plugs. Silly butt plugs. And what's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with that. They're up your bum. Silly butt plugs. Yeah. Time travel here with you till 9 p.m. or until I get kicked off the air or given a major fine for what I do. I've been told I am sarcastic and negative and unprofessional and just weird. But you know what? Those are four of my favorite traits in people. Let's do it one more time. It's time travel. Silly butt plugs here on time travel. I'm just kidding. How about Star Wars? We're up to 1977. And you always hear the beginning of Star Wars. Let's hear the end of Star Wars. This is the throne room. I'm going to talk through the whole damn thing. Time travel's here with you until 9 p.m. Thanks for listening. You're driving in your car right now, like, yeah, yeah, woo, woo. Very good. From 1977, that's Star Wars, the Throne Room end title. And interestingly enough, as much as I love Star Wars, the movie that really did it for me came the next year. Here's some more John Williams for you.
Do you know why the number 200 is so vitally descriptive to both you and me? It's your weight and my IQ. Now think, people, think!
Superman, everybody. I know you're in the car and you're like, woo! Woo! Yeah! We'll be right back.
And fall. Utilities and transportation systems may collapse. People are no damn good, but they will always need land, and they'll pay through the nose to get it.
All right, we'll go up to 1979. There was a little bonus, Close Encounters of the Third Kind in there, the conversation. I know you were in the car going, what? But now you're in the car, and you're like, woo! Disco. WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 9 p.m. It's a song a year. I'll give you a bonus one for 1979. It's disco. You got to have at least two, right?
Yeah.
right, we're leaving the first decade of my life, going up to 1980. Here's a little clip from one of the best comedy movies of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your stewardess speaking. We regret any inconvenience the sudden cabin movement might have caused. This is due to periodic air pockets we encountered. There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?